This is the Great Outdoor Radio Show. Now, here's Mr. Great Outdoors, Greg Wagner.
Happy Saturday. Good morning to you and your family. Greg Wagner here with you. Great Outdoor Radio Show coming to you live and in person. We love our live show, and that means you need to be a part of it. Here's our phone number, 4 sublines, 1 main line, 402-553-1490. Be part of the show, and you're listening to us on Boomer Radio, Big Dog Radio, Bluffs Country Radio, 97.7 HD3. You're on myboomerradio.com, bigdognow.com, bluffscountry.com. We're all over the place. Thank you for listening, wherever you are. Show being brought to you by Cubby's Convenience Stores. Find a Cubby's near you, cubbies.com. Host Coffee Services. You know my line. Unless you want me to show up and try to make coffee at your place, you better have Host Coffee Services do it. Do a lot better job, and you won't have slice it with a butter knife coffee. More grounds than liquid. There you go. Host Coffee. Hostcoffee.net. And then, of course, Stoicich House of Sausage. The man, the myth, the legend is Ken Stoicich, the sausage king of the Midwest. Usinger's, what's that? What's Usinger? That is Milwaukee. Stoicich House of Sausage, 24th and Bancroft. That's HQ right there. College World Series and then some. And you go into the College World Series baseball games at Schwab Field. Oh, boy. There's going to be Stoicich Fair offered there. And we're going to hear about it. So I think without further ado, and we'll get Kenny in here to do the weather. Very special guest today, my friend and yours. He's your neighbor next door. You just haven't met him yet, but you're going to meet him today. Fred Huey. Fred Huey, podcaster, community ambassador, traveler, social media influencer. Geez, you got all these titles now.
Yeah, that's kind of scary in a way. The rock star might really be a stretch. But
Fred Huey from Papillion, Nebraska. Everybody loves Raymond. Everybody loves Fred and Fred Huey.
You are too kind.
No, it's the truth.
Great to be back.
And everybody knows Fred. Well, thank you. You can run, but you can't hide. You're going to hear about some of your travels. You're going to hear about your podcast, which has really taken off big time. Got to talk about that. But we better get the scoop on the weather from Ken Stoicich, who's waiting.
Good morning.
How you doing, buddy?
I am doing fantastic.
You ready to fling a lot of sausage?
You bet. You bet.
He's looking at me like, yeah, I am. Yeah.
Yeah, we spent a long week yesterday making sausage, let me tell you.
Okay, you're ready then. You're ready for Schwab Field and the College World Series.
We are ready.
Because it's 1 week from today, right, Fred?
No, 1 week from yesterday.
Yeah, that's the opener.
Yep, the opener. And then
opener Friday.
Opening round Friday and Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Gotta love it.
Lots of fun.
A good time. And before we get to weather, what are you going to feature at Schwab Field for the College World Series? What are you shipping down there?
A foot-long mild Italian sausage and a foot-long bratwurst also.
How much do they weigh?
They're about a half a pound apiece.
The trouble I have with that is Polly's going to say, I don't want to share it. I'm like, no, get your own.
Find somebody out there.
Find somebody out there. Fred and I are not sharing ours. Not Fred with the missus, not me with the missus. So, well, there you go. So you heard it here first, folks. Now for your weather.
Ah, yes. Got a nice week ahead of us. A little chance of rain this morning. I don't think it's going to happen, though. We got a little sunshine this afternoon and about the 50s tonight and tomorrow. There's another chance of rain in the morning, but I think it's maybe a few sprinkles, maybe at the most. Nothing exciting at all. Everything's south of us again. Seems like everything's going south this year.
Yeah, I know. And summer-like next week, maybe?
Summer-like next week, 80s.
Coming
sunshine.
Into the CWS opener.
Yeah, maybe a little rain again on Friday, but I think it's going to be like today and tomorrow.
Okay.
In the morning, and then all done.
Well, speaking of rain, talking to Fred Huey, Fred has traveled this great state of Nebraska a couple times already, and Did you really have 3 hours of rain going across the state? You were going to Fort Robinson State Park.
That was our final destination, and had a stop in Valentine, and basically on 275, just getting past Fremont, it started raining. And
rained, never quit.
Rained until the other side of Valentine.
Man, we needed it.
Yeah,
I hate to tell you that. The Sandhills especially.
Yeah, and I was in Kearney the other night, and similar situation between Kearney and Lincoln. It rained as well, so... Maybe I'm the rain man.
You are the rain man in a good way. There you go. Ken Stoicich, Stoicich House of Sausage, 24th and Bancroft. My big question to you is, do I have to go to Schwab Field to get one of those half-a-pound big sausages?
Yes.
Probably. Yes, I do, don't
yes.
I?
Yes, you do.
Signature sausage for the CWS.
Yes.
There you go. Okay. So we've got the weather. What are we grilling this weekend? The German brat, your German brats are just award-winning.
Oh,
Fred
you.
Had a blueberry sausage. Nick, did you have a German brat?
Yeah.
You had a German brat.
The brat's going to be my dessert later, so.
Fred's still eyeing those sausages. There you go. So I think sausage on the grill. What do you think?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Get some out there. We got a wide variety of smoked and cooked already sausages, so all you have to do is warm them up and
perfect.
On the grill. Or you can put them the regular Italian, Polish, blueberry, strawberry, apple sausage on the grill, 15 minutes on each side away from the heat, and you got a beautiful meal.
141? No, 142 now, Nick. Different kinds of sausage. Nick
Bruce
on the board.
Oh, yeah, just to keep us busy.
Wow. What would be, in your view, the most popular that people get? Are they going with the standards?
Go with the standards.
German brats, Polish?
Fresh Polish, mild Italian, hot Italian. Those are our most popular ones. And then the smoked is the German bratwurst or the round Reuben, which is corned beef, Swiss cheese, and sauerkraut.
The award winner.
And so we got quite a few varieties. And we got a peaches and cream that everybody goes, what the heck are you talking about? But once they taste it, they love it.
Yeah, I have, and it is awesome.
Yeah, I think you gave me a sample that day. I was in the store picking up that turkey breast that I think was peaches and cream is what you offered me, and it
Fred
was
went
very
out with
good.
With a separate sack. I like the cherry bombs, too.
Oh, yes.
You discover the cherry bombs, people. It's sweet and hot. Not overpowering. Get the flavor of it.
Yeah.
Awesome.
It says hello, but that's about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to slap you upside the head. It just says hello.
Yeah. So you've got the German brats, half a pound, foot longs, and then Italian sausage?
Yes.
The mild ones?
Yes, the mild Italian.
Dang it.
Do they serve the Italian with peppers?
Yes. Yes, they
right.
do.
Oh, I'm there. I'm so there.
That's the stand right behind home plate, is it not?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Not that I've ever been there, but.
Look at Fred. No, Fred sits there.
Yeah, they do.
He's volunteering down somehow by home plate.
It's always fun when we deliver these. We deliver the first one. We'll have to deliver the first bunch on Monday, or Tuesday, rather.
Mm-hmm.
And watching these guys, they're full of life at the very beginning.
And dragging at the end.
Very end, everybody's just kind of
Championship weekends.
Look like they could use about 3 hours of just pure sleep, and nobody gets it.
Well, Kenny, do you have a team that you're rooting for? I'm sure you do, like I do.
Well, we sure do hope LSU comes in because they're always the
their fan base.
They are.
They're
fun.
Just second to none.
Yeah.
And they'll come in higher numbers if they make it, but they're here regardless, really, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah. Great people. Great people.
When we were, Gaiman Parks was across from Rosenblatt, I remember giving them wild game, a bunch of venison I had. And so I go, this is for you and, you know, just share it and serve it and have fun. They cooked it up and brought it back. I go, no, 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 no. They go, no, Greg, you come over here. You come over here. No, we got the jambalaya. We got etouffee. No, come over here and have it. But it's all about food, isn't it?
Oh, yes. And they
oh,
are
my
great
gosh.
Cooks. My goodness.
Is it good?
Yes.
I think Rosenblatt was the first place I ever had gator from an LSU fan.
I bet.
Fan, so.
And they invite people just randomly, you know, wherever they're camped or stationed, they'll come right up to you and say, come on over here, try this a little bit. See what you think. There's a little crayfish. Some etouffee here. So, yeah. Great people.
Great
but
people.
Really, the fans from, you know, all the other colleges and universities are all very good. Fred, you were tied to Michigan. The Michigan crew was really good.
A couple years ago, we had Michigan. They were very, very fun. Good group. The team and coach actually, we got them out to the med center to work with some of the patients.
Oh, cool.
Young patients, and it's really kind of funny. There was one young lady, they were playing kind of wiffle ball in the atrium of the med center. And
that's fun.
So she hit a ball and takes off running. And, of course, she's got her IV pole and stuff. here comes the nurse running along with her, pushing the IV pole. But
you got to love that. You know,
great group of people.
Yeah. And, you know, the Michigan fans, I experienced them 2 years ago, and a lot of them, they were sitting around us at Memorial Stadium. We were playing. And a lot of them had never experienced Runzas. So a bunch of us around there said, hey, let's go buy them a bunch of Runzas. Let's buy them, let them try them. They loved them. They're like, what is this? What is this called? And they're nicest fans. They were nice people. Yeah. Great people.
You know, I think, unfortunately, there's always some bad actors, but most sports fans are great people.
I mean, they are.
I've made so many friendships around the country and, you know, visited friends in California and Arizona and, you know, just those are good relationships. And, you know, I am a team host. I am through our Optimus Club, one of the seven service clubs.
You're hosting this year, aren't you? You will, but you don't know probably.
Well, we know
obviously.
It will either be Oregon State or Florida State.
Oh.
Oregon State came back last night. They were going into the bottom of the ninth, down 4-1. Loaded the bases. I think there was a wild pitch, made it 4-2. And then actually a young man who I think was the number nine hitter was down to two strikes, two outs, came through, drove in two runs to tie it, and then they had a walk-off in the bottom of the 10th to
win.
So, you know, talk about baseball gods working in strange ways because I think most of the Beaver fans going into the bottom of the ninth thought, well, let's hope for tomorrow. And they actually pulled it out last night.
Take on the Seminoles tomorrow, So very good. And there will always be probably some new – teams or teams that haven't been with us for a while to come in, I'm sure.
You know, I think
that's the fun of it.
You know, it's been a while for Auburn. Actually, Auburn lost last night in extra innings to Coastal Carolina.
I saw that.
Yeah, you got the University of Texas at San Antonio. Never been here.
Never been here.
Their first super regional, Murray State, Missouri Valley team. So, yeah, it's always nice to have the underdogs and the Cinderellas. Several years ago, I know Kent State made it, and when we hosted them, and people were just, you know, they embraced the Cinderellas, the underdogs and stuff. So
awesome.
Great event.
You bet. Well, thank you, Ken Stoicich, Stoicich House of Sausage, 24th and Bancroft. Hours?
9 to 5:30, Monday.
You're going to maintain those hours through the College World Series easy.
Monday through Saturday, yep.
You're going to tailgate. You'll see Kenny. They'll have suggestions for you on what to buy, for sure. And you better give the phone number for more information for large quantities.
Sure, just give us a call at 341-7260.
All right. Very good. Now go back to work if you find any turtles. We'll talk about that story down the line.
We're getting
You're doing work for me for wildlife. That's good.
Yeah, I'm going to go back to the grind.
Well, thank you for the good weather report because there's so much going on this weekend.
Oh, my gosh.
Next weekend, of course, you mentioned possibility of rain on Friday. Of course. It's either opening ceremonies on Thursday or Friday.
It always happens.
Friday. It has to rain at least it once during the College World Series.
That.
So,
the one thing I remember about the College World Series is the first year that they had them down there. And a big storm came in. And nobody knew what to do with the people if a big storm came in because it was the first year. Nobody even thought
Schwab
of that.
Schwab Field. Mm-hmm.
So they put everybody in CHI for a while and then put it back.
Oh.
I was actually locked in a concession stand. They pulled us from the concourse.
That's a good problem,
put the
Fred.
Thing down. Well, you know, of course, then you
buy home plate, Ken.
Yes, it was. It was one of the concession stands behind home plate. So, but it's just kind of weird. You're sitting there, and then, you know, of course, they got those big heavy metal gates. They're rocking and rolling, and you can't see what's going on outside. And, you know, I guess if you got to go, probably the concession stand's as good as any place for me being a baseball fan.
I'm with you. I'm with you right there. Home plate area. Stoicich House of Sausage goodies, Well, thank you, Kenny.
Thank you, sir.
I appreciate you. Hope to see you next week. Daryl Bauer, Tracy Bauer, Daryl Bauer, Game and Parks Fisheries, going to talk fish and fishing. He's demanding your presence. I'm like, it's College World Series.
Well, for Tracy, I'll probably make it.
And I know you will.
Poor Daryl.
Poor Daryl.
Gets no respect.
Got to tell people, what have I even offered to do? I offered to go to Stoicich, get sausage, get Rotella's buns, grill them and bring them into the studio. That's what I was going to do. That's plan B. But they want plan A. They want you.
Well, good. Well,
Ken Stoicich.
We'll come by and say hi.
All right. Very good. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Have a good one.
Have a great week.
You bet. And you too, most definitely. Take our first time out on the Great Outdoor Radio Show. When we come back, it's Fred Huey, the podcaster, the traveler, the social influencer. He does it all. You're going to hear from him after this.
This is the Great Outdoor Radio Show with Greg Wagner.
Stop into your nearest Cubbies in Nebraska, Western Iowa, and South Dakota for top quality fuel, hot and fresh food, plus that local spirit that you'll always find at Cubbies. Whether it's a dash in for a drink and a snack, or you're swinging by one of our select locations to grab dinner from Chester's Chicken or Godfather's Pizza Express, Cubbies has you covered. And don't forget your Bear Bucks rewards card for rewards and extra savings. Cubbies, the very best in convenience.
When it comes to where you get your meats, it's common practice to make sure that the experts are older than the products, not the other way around. At Stoicich House of Sausage in Omaha, they've been family-owned for more than 63 years, so all you have to do is come through the door. With 141 varieties of sausage and processed meats, Stoicich House of Sausage has created a product that has become a tradition for many Midwest tables. Stoicich House of Sausage, just off 24th and Martha, and online at stoicich.com. The Great Outdoor Radio Show continues. Once again, here's Greg Wagner.
Welcome, welcome to the Great Outdoor Radio Show here on Boomer, Big Dog, Bluffs Country radio stations, 97.7 HD3 live in your new vehicle. MyBoomerRadio.com podcast coming up when we're done. Nick Burris on the board. Even though he just went out the door. I don't know where he's going. Our show presenters, Cubby's Convenience Stores, Host Coffee Services, Stoicich House of Sausage. Very special guest today, my friend and yours, Fred Huey of Papillion, Nebraska. He's a podcaster. We declare him our community ambassador at Walnut Media and social media influencer. Everyone knows Fred. Everybody loves Fred. Everybody loves Raymond. Everybody loves Raymond. Everybody loves Fred.
My wife's probably sitting there with her eyes rolling right now. Going, yeah, right.
Sorry, Mrs. Huey. It's true. That's how it is. So, welcome, welcome. There's so much to talk about.
Yeah,
we've already been talking about the College World Series and games and everything else. And
you know, that's the
I don't know where to begin.
Biggest sporting event in the state of Nebraska.
I mean, oh, yeah.
Over 300,000 people. You got 10 days, possibly 10 days. Of fun and excitement, and a lot of new people coming into the metro area. I won't even say the state because, I mean, you've hotel rooms on both sides of the river are filled up. I mean, rooms are tough to find even Lincoln. The properties in Fremont are no sold out. Campgrounds, I think all the game and parks and, you know,
correct.
Walnut Creek for City of Papillion.
Louisville, so, Mahoney.
I mean, they're just, you know, it's a great event. And the shameless plug here, my most recent podcast dealt with the CWS, and I had Amy Hornocker, the executive director, and Herb Hames, longtime volunteer ticket sales chair and a member of the CWS board, and just talking about all the changes. So if you want a behind-the-scenes look at the College World Series, tune into my podcast. It's on YouTube, Back Roads and Byways with Fred Huey. So again, shameless plug. But, you know, I've been around as a volunteer. I've been a captain and host since 2004. Started selling general admission ticket books back in 1989 for a whopping $20 for the entire book.
And those were the days.
So talk about changes. But, you know, I've been around the College World Series a long time, and I still learn things from Amy and Herb. So if you have time, give it a listen. And
it's very good.
The you know, a lot going on around the CWS, the youth teams, and I mean, what a great opportunity to showcase the Omaha area. So,
yep. So, you've been down at Schramm Park.
I was at Schramm the other day. I had to see how the new interactive stream and of course the Treehouse Classroom has opened.
What'd you think?
Beautiful. I think you saw the pictures I took of the stream.
Yeah, great pictures.
I had some people asking, geez, where is this? That looks so soothing and relaxing. And it's like Schramm Park. And they were surprised. But I talked to a good friend of yours the other night in Kearney, Roger Kuhn.
Oh, Roger. Good morning, Raj.
Talking about the hatchery house, which is closed currently.
Yeah, the Chinese style building at the end of the stream.
They're trying
stream
to figure
of the
out
there.
What to do with it. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, previously it had been a museum, so, and need to give a shout out to Roger Jasnak, longtime head of tourism for Kearney. We were out there for his retirement party Thursday night. Great guy, great hunter and fisherman.
Mm-hmm.
He keeps saying, "You got to come out and fish with me." Well, I'm quasi semi retired, but probably busier than I've been previously.
You are busier than you have been.
So, but I may get out there and join Roger sometime. So. And very, very interesting. While we were out there, talking about people in the tourism industry and you know, heavily female-oriented industry, and got talking about your role, communications. And I think Roger mentioned that a lot of the games and parks marketing communications people are female. Mm-hmm. And I said, "What about Greg?" He goes, "Oh, he's an outlier." You do a great job. So, but you know,
face for radio,
Mr. Minority,
not a face for TV. So. Exactly. Yeah. And my bosses are both female. They're awesome. I have Christy Firestone and Shauna Richter Ryerson. Hmm. They are awesome. They are sharp. They are embedded in the outdoor world. They fish. They hunt. They do it all, and they're awesome. I'm very lucky.
Well, and I always say, you know, I think the entire Game and Parks team across the state, you know, you guys do such a great job. You know, enjoy you guys in the communication side, keeping people posted. You know, you had mentioned the trip to Fort Robinson. I mean, great stay. Actually, we had a graduation out from Chadron High School and decided to stay at Fort Robinson. And
wow.
Had a couple couples in the cabin and just beautiful country. And
you didn't get to talk to Mike Morava.
I did
the superintendent, because there would have been stories of me up there.
Well, I will probably
with Mike.
I will be back. So, I got Mike's name written down.
Oh,
so,
boy.
You know, we were a little bit late due to the rain, and I had to stop in Valentine. You know, Valentine's a beautiful community as well. Regina Osborne, I think you know Regina. And
yep, very well.
Cherry County Tourism, and kind of the one where I hang out during the Greater Omaha Boat Sports and Travel mm-hmm. Show when I'm not bothering you guys. And so I've got to get back to Valentine. She promised me a river trip. So
we've had several of the sporting magazines like Outdoor Life and Sports Afield that have labeled Valentine one of the top 10 communities in the country for kind of a base camp for hunting and fishing.
Oh, I can believe that.
But if you think about it, you've got Valentine Refuge. I mean, you got Merritt Reservoir. You have quite a bit of public land around there for hunting. Plus, we're not even touching on the ecotourism going down the Niobrara River east of town.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful river. And hopefully they got a tube big enough to hold me for my trip down there.
So, both of us. So, but fun traveling the state. A lot of nice people.
Oh, yeah. We after our stay at Fort Robb, we actually then came down back Highway 2. Drove through the sand hills and just beautiful country.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was very strange because that particular weekend, we came back on a Sunday. Very little traffic. Well, Monday, I had some meetings here in the metro, and just like, oh, my God, where did this traffic come from? So I had gotten used to the open roads of Greater Nebraska just in a short trip. But I shouldn't say short trip. It was like 5 days, 1,700 miles. I was in North Platte, did the Buffalo Bills Scouts Rest Ranch,
yeah.
And another facility that Game and Parks mm-hmm. is involved with. And actually also visited the rail yard, the Bailey facility, and got very fortunate. The volunteer that day was a retired engineer, and I learned, you know, I felt I monopolized his time because I had so many questions on trains and how this all worked. But, you know, I'd get to North Platte along with Buffalo Bill. I would say, you know, visit the rail yard and the, you know, just a lot to see. I mean, I said we were in North Platte and Valentine and Fort Robinson, Chadron, and kind of took a swing by Chadron State Park on the way back. And
beautiful.
You know, so it's a lot to see in Nebraska and a lot to do. And Of course, a lot going on locally as well.
Yes.
You look at today or this weekend, you got Bellevue Rocks, the Riverfront Festival.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Springfield Days is going on.
Bennington Days.
You mentioned Bennington Days. And the Potter Fair out at Bellevue Barry for all the Harry Potter fans.
Oh, so, wow.
I mean, if you're looking for something to do, there is no shortage.
Correct.
The worst thing people ever tell me is like there's nothing to do around here. Well, you're not trying.
You're not even looking.
When we were talking about Runza's earlier, actually tonight is Runza night for the Omaha Storm Chasers.
Saw that, heard that.
I think they're giving away like 1,000 Hawaiian Runza shirts to the first 1,000 fans and some other special things. They're playing as the Omaha Runzas. And against the Iowa Cubs, so I mean, I know there are a lot of Cub fans in the community, and so if you want to go see
kind of
the Cubby fans, yeah, there really is.
It is.
It's also Band and Brews night, so Strange Pleasures is the band playing tonight, and if you go out there, you'll recognize the drummer because it's Marty Cordero.
So oh my gosh, I didn't know Marty was a drummer.
Oh yeah, he actually
had a musician. Good job,
long
Marty.
Career traveling with some musical groups when he was younger.
Cool.
And, so he went from music into sports management, so his band is playing tonight. And I think Kenny said no chance of rain, should be a good night. So I know the Springfield folks are also doing a car show inside. So I don't know if it's at the fair. I mean, it's at the fairgrounds.
Probably at the fairgrounds. I'm guessing
maybe Beef Barn or whatever facility, and they will have fireworks tonight as well. So a lot going on.
No doubt. Let's do some trivia. What do you say?
Okay.
What do you have for us, Fred Huey?
Well, since we've talked so much about the College World Series, and I've got to make sure I get this right so there's no confusion, because nothing against the ladies with the Women's College World Series. But
correct.
This question is dealing with men's baseball. So what three cities have hosted the NCAA Men's College World Series? And the prize is two dugout box seats to the June 20th, 7:05 Storm Chasers versus the famous Durham Bulls, Friday night fireworks, the cap giveaway. So that is the prize. And again, the question is, what three cities have hosted the NCAA Men's College World Series?
Okay, first caller gets it right wins. Dugout box seats, Storm Chasers. Phone number to call, 4 sublines, 1 main line. 402-553-1490. 553-1490. Call in.
You're listening to the Great Outdoor Radio Show with Greg Wagner.
Stop into your nearest Cubbies in Nebraska, Western Iowa, and South Dakota for top quality fuel, hot and fresh food, plus that local spirit that you'll always find at Cubbies. Whether it's a dash in for a drink and a snack, or you're swinging by one of our select locations to grab dinner from Chester's Chicken or Godfather's Pizza Express, Cubbies has you covered. And don't forget your Bear Bucks rewards card for rewards and extra savings. Cubbies, the very best in convenience.
When it comes to where you get your meats, it's common practice to make sure that the experts are older than the products, not the other way around. At Stoisich House of Sausage in Omaha, they've been family-owned for more than 63 years, so all you have to do is come through the door. With 141 varieties of sausage and processed meats, Stoisich House of Sausage has created a product that has become a tradition for many Midwest tables. Stoisich House of Sausage, just off 24th and Martha, and online at stoisich.com. The Great Outdoor Radio Show continues. Once again, here's Greg Wagner.
Welcome back to the Great Outdoor Radio Show here on 97.7 HD3 Live with that new vehicle that you have. Bluffs Country Radio, Big Dog Radio, Boomer Radio. On myboomerradio.com, bigdognow.com, bluffscountry.com. Wherever you're listening, we appreciate you, our show presenters, Cubby's Convenience Stores, Host Coffee Services, Stoisich House of Sausage. Nick Burse is on the board. Very special guest today is Fred Huey, our podcaster, really community ambassador extraordinaire. That's what I like to call him. We're just two Sarpy County guys having a lot of fun that travel a lot and know a lot of people. How's that, Fred?
That's fair enough, probably. I say I have friends I haven't met yet. Otherwise, I don't think.
Right on. You know, right on, my brother.
Not sure if I know everybody, but I'm trying.
Me too. Me too. Hey, we're playing Great Outdoor Trivia, round number one. And what was the question, Freddie, that you threw out there?
Question dealt with the College World Series, and for the men's College World Series, three cities have hosted this event, and that was the question, and so we do have a winner.
And let's talk to that winner, Pat Fulda. Pat Fulda was the first caller out of the chute to get this, before he could even Google it, I'm going to say. Good morning, Pat Fulda. How you doing?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Good, man. You knew this. Knew this.
I did know this, yeah.
Okay, and what is your answer?
Kalamazoo, Michigan, Wichita, Kansas, and Omaha, Nebraska.
All right, Pat Fulda. Nice job, Pat. There's a baseball fan among the baseball fans right there. So,
yes, sir.
Going to a Storm Chasers game versus the Durham Bulls. Friday night fireworks and June 20th. Have you been to a Storm Chasers game?
I have. I love it there. Great stadium.
Oh, good. Isn't it, though? Good. Werner Park. I love it. Well, you're going back. Dugout box
seats. I appreciate it.
Ah, very good. Any questions or comments for Fred Huey or myself today, my friend?
I had one question. Sure. How do I find that podcast? Is it on Apple Music or?
Right now, it's up on YouTube. And so if you just you can search Back Roads and Byways, or if you really want to get specific, search Back Roads and Byways with Fred Huey. Huey is U-H-E. And so U-H-E. They will pop up. And I've got three of them out there so far. The first one I did with Dave Wingert here from Boomer. Second one, particularly for a baseball fan, I did with John Ricks, Director of Tourism with the State of Nebraska. John was with the marketing firm that actually did the campaign for the state of Wisconsin. So we've got a couple Bob Uecker commercials, kind of looking back from the old days. So as a baseball fan, you'll appreciate the Uecker. And, you know, what an icon.
Sure,
you know, that John told me that anything that when Uecker did those commercials, instead of taking money, all the money went to his foundation so he could put it back into charities and stuff. And
how great is that?
Excellent.
Like I said, you'll enjoy, hopefully you'll enjoy the entire podcast, but nothing else, you will enjoy the Uecker commercials.
All right. Well, I appreciate it, guys.
Thank you, Pat. Have a great weekend, buddy.
You also, Fulda,
getting it right. You betcha. All right. And there's Pat's information for you. We will do a Great Outdoor Trivia round number two forthcoming. I think it'll be a little tougher.
Be a lot tougher.
That's all right. Now, you've got a whole bunch of notes over there pinned down. What do we not want to miss that we haven't covered already, my friend?
Wayne, I think we talked about some of these, you know, my trip things, and I think I'd mentioned some of the activities this weekend.
Yeah, some of the stops.
You know, there's three programs going on statewide. You know, the Game and Parks, you start your trail trek, again, where you can go out and find trails, and they've got signage where you can scan a QR code and take a selfie picture. Now, I did find the one at Schramm Park was a little difficult for me to get down to, so I had a friend take the picture. But, you know, that's a great program. I think it's listed as 50-plus stops on trails. The Nebraska Passport Program, which you can access at NebraskaPassport.com. 70 sites across the state, a variety, some of them attractions, some unique stores. I know Dip Cravers in Bellevue, a great little store, is one of the local stops, I believe Boys Town. Just gift shop museums on there as well. And also one by the Nebraska State Historical Foundation. They have a Wander Nebraska, and you can go to Wander, W-A-N-D-E-R, Nebraska.com, and they have 210 sites across the state, museums, park, libraries, and other historic things. So, you know, if you're looking for something to do, there's three programs right there that can get you out and about. Great coverage for attractions and facilities across the state. You know, as mentioned, Greg talked about me traveling the state, and you know, there's a lot to see out there. And again, where people say, "Oh, there's nothing to do in Nebraska," you are so wrong.
That's right. Hey, today is National Trails Day, my friend, and talking with Alex Duryea, who does all of our trails at Game and Parks. We have over 600 miles of land trails, over 600 miles of water trails. Omaha Metro and surrounding area alone, including your Papillion, 125-plus miles of trails just in this area alone. And, of course, we have the Cowboy Trail, 30th anniversary of that. That is going from North Fork to Chadron, 317 miles. So you're looking for a trail? We'll find one for you. But do you have a favorite trail or two or some trails you'd like to bring up that maybe folks wouldn't think of?
Oh,
putting you on the spot.
You really are. You know, God, there's
you
so
like
many.
Fontenelle Forest trails.
Definitely. There's a lot of, you know, 18, 19 miles of trails at Fontenelle Forest.
Beautiful trails there.
You know, a lot to see. They got the boardwalk that, say, if you've got a child in a stroller or maybe a disability where you want to stay on the solid thing, so that boardwalk is beautiful. You know, there's always, particularly in the foliage, there's a spot on that trail where you can see downtown Omaha, the Desert Dome at the zoo, and the land, you know, the skyscrapers in Omaha. My daughter from New York says that, you know, Omaha does not have a skyline, but for me, it's a skyline.
Yeah, we do.
And you know, so you're in the middle of, you feel like you're in the middle of nowhere.
May not be like New York's or Chicago's, but.
But you can see the skyline, and it's just an interesting contrast. You know, for quick ones, any of those along the, you know, Papio Creek, I mean, probably Prairie Queen and Walnut Creek and Papillion are two of my favorites just due to their closeness. And any of the, you know, your parks. I mean, just getting outside to like
Schramm,
Mahoney, or Platte.
Yeah, Platte River State Park, and, beautiful trails there.
So, you know, I'm not sure if I've got a super favorite, but usually it just kind of depended upon.
On the mood and, yeah,
well,
what you want to do.
Time schedule.
There you go.
Know, again, the ones that are close, weather, et cetera. But as you said, there's, you know, a lot of miles of trails, you know, across the state, and good chance to take advantage of them.
Yep. Need to take another time out, pause for the cause, do our biz on the Great Outdoor Radio Show, but don't go anywhere. Don't touch anything. More with Fred Huey coming up after this.
This is the Great Outdoor Radio Show with Greg Wagner.
Stop into your nearest Cubbies in Nebraska, Western Iowa, and South Dakota for top quality fuel, hot and fresh food, plus that local spirit that you'll always find at Cubbies. Whether it's a dash in for a drink and a snack, or you're swinging by one of our select locations to grab dinner from Chester's Chicken or Godfather's Pizza Express, Cubbies has you covered. And don't forget your Bear Bucks rewards card for rewards and extra savings. Cubbies, the very best in convenience.
When it comes to where you get your meats, it's common practice to make sure that the experts are older than the products, not the other way around. At Stoisich House of Sausage in Omaha, they've been family-owned for more than 63 years, so all you have to do is come through the door. With 141 varieties of sausage and processed meats, Stoisich House of Sausage has created a product that has become a tradition for many Midwest tables. Stoisich House of Sausage, just off 24th and Martha, and online at stoisich.com. The Great Outdoor Radio Show continues. Once again, here's Greg Wagner.
Having a good time with you. Good morning. Welcome to the Great Outdoor Radio Show here on Boomer Big Dog Bluffs Country Stations, 97.7 HD3 Live. MyBoomerRadio.com podcast coming up when we are done. Show being brought to you by Cubby's Convenience Stores. I think I will have, in 2 weeks, I'll have my van camper, Dave Ulig. Dave Ulig will be coming on, talk about his travels. He's out and about all the time. But Delone Wilson, probably the president of Cubby's, will be coming in then. Delone's quite an outdoorsman, a traveler as well. So we'll have them on a couple weeks. Cubby's Convenience Stores, part of the family, Cubby's.com. Host Coffee Services, hostcoffee.net, Stoisich House of Sausage, 24th and Bancroft, and soon, Fair of Stoisich House of Sausage will be at Schwab Field College World Series.
Can't wait.
I know, I can't either. Fred Huey, special guest today. Nick Burse is on the board. And Freddie, where do we want to go? What do you want to do now? It's live radio, it's impromptu. Fred, by the way, if you're just joining us, has got a very popular podcast. It just started, but it's been very popular. You might mention that again for our listeners.
Okay, it's the Back Roads and Byways with Fred Yue, and you can search it, link that on YouTube. Again, Yue is U-H-E, and, you know, the idea behind the podcast, and I have to give Boomer boss Pat Combs the credit for coming up with the concept, saying,
Pat's hey, awesome.
We want you to do something like this. But, you know, the premise of the whole podcast is kind of highlight individuals, places, and events that make the Midwest special. And, you know, first one was with Dave Wingert here from the station. I mean, Dave's going into the Nebraska Broadcasting Hall of Fame this summer. Actually, one of my premises was I thought you were already in it. You've been around. And
Dave went, how old do you think I am, Freddie?
Kind of an oversight.
That's a good Dave Wingert invitation.
And then we also had John Ricks, the director of tourism for the state of Nebraska. A lot going on. Kind of took a look at the tourism industry, and then also we took a look back with some private sector things that John had done with the state of Wisconsin, and featured two Bob Uecker commercials, so baseball fans, and then just one that was just released this past Thursday deals with the College World Series, and had Amy Hornacker, executive director of CWS of Omaha, Inc., and Herb Hames, a longtime board member, volunteer ticket salesman. I guess Herb was my boss when I used to sell GA ticket books back in the old days, and now everything's all digital and all reserved, which, you know, COVID, NCAA decided maybe having people stand in line for 4 hours closely together
probably
was
not
a good
thing.
Idea. So that kind of came to the reserve. But I know for the day games and stuff, they do, you know, there's so many youth teams that come into the Omaha area that really drives it. And kids want to play during the College World Series, but they'll have games, and then they'll also go to CWS games. And CWS, Inc. is very cognizant and doing their best to get those teams in day games a lot of times. But, you know, I mean, and you see those kids. I mean, I'm a College World Series host. I remember several years ago, Ed Rice, and one of the players asked me to stall coach because he was trying to get out and get everyone on the bus. And the young man came up to me later and says, you know, I'm going to dental school. No one's going to ask me for an autograph as long as I live. So I'm just going to sign anything I can possibly sign. So, you know, it kind of goes back to that because this is pre-NIL. But, I mean, again, the adage, you know, they're all going pro and things besides sports.
Sure.
Whether it be doctors, lawyers, and such. So, you know, the great kids and great fans and great event.
All right. Let's do some trivia. Round number two.
Okay. Well, you know, can't forget the historical bent of the area we live in and the frontier days. And so this is a historical question looking back at the frontier days here in Nebraska. And Nebraska was the site of several pioneer forts, and these are pioneer forts were on trails and kind of protecting from the Native Americans and et cetera. But so which of the following forts is the oldest? Fort Omaha, Fort Robinson, Fort Kearney, or Fort Crook? Again, which of the following forts is the oldest? Fort Omaha, Fort Robinson, Fort Kearney, Fort Crook. And we're playing for an overnight stay at the Cambria Hotel down on North 14th Street, kind of a no-do. Overnight stay. It also includes breakfast for two. Naturally, with any hotel certificate, subject availability. But this is a beautiful property located across from Slowdown, close to Schwab Field, no-do, and a lot of attractions. So it's a very beautiful property. I got a chance to do a site visit there about a week and a half ago, and I would definitely stay there. So
I would too. Nice. Okay, first caller gets it right wins, and we have one phone number, but four sublines, 402-553-1490.
You're listening to the Great Outdoor Radio Show with Greg Wagner.
Stop into your nearest Cubbies in Nebraska, Western Iowa, and South Dakota for top quality fuel, hot and fresh food, plus that local spirit that you'll always find at Cubbies. Whether it's a dash in for a drink and a snack, or you're swinging by one of our select locations to grab dinner from Chester's Chicken or Godfather's Pizza Express, Cubbies has you covered. And don't forget your Bear Bucks rewards card for rewards and extra savings. Cubbies, the very best in convenience.
When it comes to where you get your meats, it's common practice to make sure that the experts are older than the products, not the other way around. At Stoicich House of Sausage in Omaha, they've been family-owned for more than 63 years, so all you have to do is come through the door. With 141 varieties of sausage and processed meats, Stoicich House of Sausage has created a product that has become a tradition for many Midwest tables. Stoicich House of Sausage, just off 24th and Martha, and online at stoicich.com.
The Great Outdoor Radio Show continues. Once again, here's Greg Wagner.
We're back on the Great Outdoor Radio Show here on Boomer Big Dog Bluffs Country 97.7 HD3 Live. Podcast coming up when we're done, myboomerradio.com. And our show presenters, Stoicich House of Sausage, Host Coffee Services, Cubby's Convenience Stores, playing Great Outdoor Trivia with our special guest today, and you, Fred Huey, is our special guest, podcaster, community ambassador, all-around great guy. you like the billing I'm giving you, Freddie?
God, I'm not going to be able to live up with it.
Yep. But Freddie's our special guest today, and if folks are just joining us, what was the question?
Well, the question was a historical question, and looking back to the frontier days here in Nebraska. Yep. Nebraska was the site of several pioneer forts, including Fort Robinson, site of my recent visit. But so the question was, which of the following forts is the oldest? Choices were Fort Omaha, Fort Robinson, Fort Kearney, and Fort Crook. Okay. And so we were planning for an overnight stay at the Cambria Hotel in downtown Omaha, across the street from the slowdown, about a block and a half from the Schwab Field. And, of course, the as any of our hotel giveaways, it's subject to availability. So you may not be able to get a room during the College World Series, but it's a beautiful property and a great place to stay.
Okay. I believe we have a winner. Look at that last name. I know this last name.
I know you do.
Yeah. So the winner, Randy Lukasevich. I wonder if I did that right. Lukasevich. Got to be South O. Yeah, look at that address. Got to be South O, no question. But do I have Randy on the line? We do.
You got it.
Hey, Randy.
Good morning, Randy.
Randy, did I butcher your last name?
Boy, you were perfect.
Lukasevich. Yeah, look at that. I recognize that last name. So, Randy, tell everybody, what was it? What fort was it?
It was Fort Kearney.
Fort Kearney!
Great job.
That's right, 1848.
Yeah.
Good job, Randy. Boy, you're going to go upscale
it's
now, buddy.
Close to my hometown.
Ah, what's your hometown?
Farwell.
Ah, yes. I'm trying to think of the indeed. County, but I'll probably not get that. It's not Buffalo County, is it?
If you say Howard, you're right.
Ah, okay, you're close. No, okay, Howard.
Yeah.
So, Randy, you're going upscale, man. Randy, you got a nice prize package here. Very cool.
Fred and Greg, appreciate it. Thank you.
Yep, good to hear from you. Most definitely.
Great program.
Well, thank
Great
you.
Program.
Any questions, comments for Freddie or me? Good, better, and different?
No, I think I'm anxious for our Fred's new program. That sounds pretty exciting.
You bet. Absolutely. Fred.
Yeah, right. love the Nebraska outdoors. Can't beat it.
Oh, it's, we are so blessed to live where we live. And, again, I always say the people that drive me nuts are the ones say there's nothing to do or just, actually one of the podcasters mentioned that someone had told John Ricks, director of tourism for Nebraska, that the interstate should not have been placed where it was because that was such a bad impression of Nebraska as being kind of flat and boring, and they should have taken it off. But the reason it was flat is part of the reason the interstate was there. And, yep. As you probably know, you think of the trails, the Oregon Trail.
Mormon Trail.
All the trails that kind of went along the same corridor, and which is part of the reason Fort Kearney was there to protect those travelers. So.
Yeah.
Well, if you're Nebraska, you can either take the express route or the scenic route.
Yep. I like the Highway 2s. I like the Highway 20s.
92.
Yeah, I was on 92 the other day.
281.
You bet.
Yeah.
281. Yeah. Love them. Absolutely.
Yeah, they're doing the bike across Nebraska this week, too.
Oh, yes. That's right. That would be the brand, wouldn't it? Bicycle Ride Across Nebraska. Yep. Are you doing it, Randy? Yeah. Are you doing it?
No. I couldn't this year, but it's a great event.
It is. Another neat thing going here in the Husker State.
Yeah, besides brand, there's actually also another bicycle event in southwest Nebraska, which I can't remember the name of it, but a friend of mine is actually writing part of the segment. It's kind of headquartered around Curtis, Nebraska, and McCook. And
that's pretty country.
Several loops.
Canyons.
Republican River country, and actually some fair amount of history and activities out there as well. Yep. So,
well, thank you, Randy. Good to hear from you, buddy. You have
great
a wonderful
program,
weekend.
Guys.
We will.
Thank you. See
ya. We will get the certificate in the mail to you, and I don't know if Greg's going to throw in some Game and Park stuff. We'll negotiate.
Always throw
that
in
later.
Some Game and Park swag.
So
always do that.
Sure.
Got to promote. You bet.
Thanks for listening.
Thank
appreciate
you.
It.
All right,
you
Randy Lukasiewicz. There he goes, the winner. Appreciate that. Great Outdoor Radio Show. Got about 10 minutes or so left. What else do we need to cover, Freddie? Oh, I've got one question for you, impromptu here on the Great Outdoor Radio Show. Of all your travels,
you got a question?
What's some of the craziest thing? What among the crazier things have you seen? Have you experienced with people, critters?
Whoa, that's
I've got a couple, but
loaded
people
question.
Want to hear from you.
Anything
fun and wild?
Quirky. You've got to include Carhenge out in Alliance because most people are like. You know, the just basically the unique thing, and that's if you have not familiar with the Carhenge, it's basically a replica of Stonehenge that's made out of automobiles. Quirky, there's a golf course out by Lake McConaughey, and a good friend of mine, I shouldn't say maybe a good friend, since what he tried to do is that, we were golfing, and I think a lot of people from the metro area. They don't realize that there's rattlesnakes in the state of Nebraska, some in the southeast, and definitely throughout the west. And
Wildcat Hills, you'll see the signs. So, Scotts Bluff National Monument, you'll see the signs.
We're at the golf course.
Burchard Lake, you'll see the signs.
Lake Mack, and there's an area, stay out because of poisonous snakes. And my friend was like, oh, they just put that up there so they can keep the good balls. Go ahead and go on in there. It's like, no, because we actually, down the family farm area in southwest Nebraska, I remember there was a farm cat that actually tangled with a rattlesnake and lost a paw.
Oop.
And cute little cat, did quite well on three legs. New name was Tripod. But, so there are, things that you don't want to encounter out there. And so if you see signs, honor them.
There you go. Let's go to Mike, who's on the phone line. Question on finding things to do for Fred Huey. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, fellas.
Morning.
Hi. I just wanted to make a comment about some of the resources that would be available for anyone wanting to get out and get to those little out-of-the-way spots. Some of my favorite places in Nebraska, Powerhouse Park in Columbus. All the little spots that you just don't think of as a main destination, but on the way to some place, you can find some wonderful little spots. And do you guys remember the DeLorme Atlas and Gazetteer back in the day?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Used to buy them at Canfields, right?
Yeah, they were big. They're
and
like
they would
red.
Every,
oh, yeah.
You would get every little wet spot at the end of a minimum maintenance road in the state and everything in between. So between that and the Nebraska Public Lands Atlas, another great resource.
Yep.
I tend to look at things from a fishing aspect, not a real hunter, but I do love getting out and exploring the little fishing holes.
Yeah, and I think Game and Parks fishing forecast is good. And, the fishing forecast by Game and Parks, the fishing guides are good. And also just stopping and if you find a local bait shop, stop and just start asking.
Mike, I've got a place for you to fish. Can you hike? You want to go out of the way? I've fished a lot of out-of-the-way places. Pine Glen. Wildlife Management Pine Area. Glen. Brown trout, brook trout. You're going to hoof it in that canyon. And I fished there with Joel Klammer retired fisheries biologist with us. He used blaze orange crankbaits, and I'll just tell you, you know, we're fly fishing too, and I'm using a size 16 yellow humpy with deer hair. If you fly fish, get in that canyon, you're going to hoof it, trust me. And there's nothing or no one around except you and wildlife. It's awesome. Pine Glen, and you'll fish Long Pine Creek. It's gorgeous.
Pine Creek.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah.
I love the area.
Yeah. So there's one for you to put on your list if you haven't, if you have not done that. It's a lot of fun.
I'm doing the satellite thing now. I've moved into the 21st century, see?
Ah!
My new tactic is GPS. To find little farm ponds and just drive up and knock on the door.
Yeah! And you know, not enough. People don't. People are bashful and don't do that in this day and age. Good for you. Good for
over
you.
Over 50% let me go in there, especially that's if pretty I bring good. My little granddaughter.
Yeah, good. Awesome.
Great talking to you guys.
Well, great talking to you, and his point is well taken. Out-of-the-way places. I like our smaller state recreation areas, Freddie. You might say, like, which ones? Keller Park, Verdon Lake. You know, the list goes on and on as you go across the state. But we have 76 areas in the Nebraska State Park System, and many of those are smaller, quiet oases of state recreation areas. And where you're probably going to have maybe one other person there or no one on a weekday.
Great areas to explore.
Mm-hmm.
Usually when I'm traveling, I try to allow extra time that I can just stop and I'll see a sign for, you know, recreation area, wildlife area.
Check it out.
And just go and, you know.
And the, we have a lot of great wildlife management areas that offer some camping too, like Grove Lake. Wonderful area. Kind of a state recreation area type place, but more primitive. But I love the Grove Lake area. Verdigris Creek Trout Stream is there. Ashfall Fossil Beds is close by. Get off the beaten path, and you'll find some of these neat little haunts. No question.
Yep. I always tell it, say people, you know, forget the jewels in their own backyards, and there's a lot of jewels across the state of Nebraska. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And one of the things I tell people, too, is I mentioned early in the program, we have over 600 water trails, 600 miles of water trails. I've been on every river in the state that is remotely floatable, trust me. But we have some wonderful stretches of water, easy to float, or tank. Cedar River, everybody goes up to the Niobrara, that's fine. But you've got our buddy Mitch Glidden on the Middle Loop River in the middle of the state. You've got Doug and Darla Russell, Fullerton, Nebraska, on the beautiful Cedar River. You've got the Republican that you can tube, tank, canoe, kayak. You've got our friends the Schweitzers at on the Calamus River near Burwell. There's a lot of really pretty rivers to float where you're going to feel like you own the river.
If I remember correctly, Nebraska has the most miles of rivers in this.
Alex Duryea and I were talking about that. We are, I think, about third or fourth, actually.
I've seen that we're top.
We have 79,000 miles, but we're still up there. No question about that. Not quite at the top. I think Ohio was ahead of us, and I can't remember. Maybe Montana was ahead of us as well. I can't remember. But we were up in that top five, top six. So
yeah, I think people
points well taken.
Forget the number of rivers and the miles of the rivers that we do have. So
yep. There's a lot. If you think about it, going across the state is the Platte. You know, forming our eastern border is the Missouri River. The Niobrara River is 535 miles itself. And a lot of tributaries, to that. And we're not mentioning, you know, the Loop, the Dismal, the Republican, the Frenchman. I mean, a lot of rivers in this state. Beautiful.
Yeah, I think people always used to, particularly when I was lobbying for Sarpy County, remind senators that Sarpy was surrounded by rivers on three sides.
Correct.
With the Papio Creek running through the middle of it. So
right.
A lot of watershed issues and flood control issues impacted us quite a bit. And you realize that. There's been some pretty serious natural disasters. I mean,
that's right.
And but that's part of Mother Nature. And
yep.
So,
yep. All right. A couple minutes left. I would be remiss if I did not say happy birthday to my grandson, Liam. He's four.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Liam. And you're going fishing with Grandpa. You're stuck with Granddad. You're stuck going old school with Grandpa. We'll be fishing in a week. So, we're going to take a little trip.
And I don't think I mentioned coming up, my neighbors will be all over me. Papillion Days will start Wednesday and run through Father's Day weekend.
Yes.
Same opening weekend as the College World Series. So Again, some activities.
Oh, yeah.
There.
A lot of fun. Very good. Well, thank you, my friend.
Yeah,
Fred Huey.
Friend, it's been a pleasure.
Podcaster extraordinaire. Community ambassador for Walnut Media. And then he wears all these, volunteer at the College World Series, everything else. So thank you very much. And we'll talk at you probably in about a month, see what's going on. And everybody check out your podcast. What's it called real quick?
Back Roads and Byways with Fred Huey. And you can find it on YouTube.
On YouTube. Thank you, my friend. And you folks have a good, safe weekend in the great outdoors. We'll be talking.